On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Emma Melia, and today I'm talking about my debut album, Wow.
So we're talking about Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I did put the exclamation mark on there, didn't I?
How would you describe your debut album?
Extremely mixed. Not in, like, quality, hopefully, but it's, like, it's a lot of different kind of sounds and ideas. And some of the tracks had, like, started in lockdown, and some of the tracks started, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, because there's some tracks that you've put out as singles, yeah, quite a while ago.
Mm.
I love this album because it's so bright.
Aww.
And, like, sunny. It puts you in a good mood, I feel.
Oh, thank you. I like that.
The first track they're talking about is Bill. What can you tell me about Bill?
Bill is, I think it's one of my favorite tracks on the album because it's like a lot of the music that I make and don't end up putting out is like 160 BPM jungle stuff. And I find it like, For me, I find it really hard to get a finished track that I'm happy with. But it's like, it's the kind of music that I keep coming back to and the kind of music that I've like always wanted to make. Like when I learned Ableton, I was living with Ruben. Rest in peace, Ruben, I love you. And I was using this like shitty, kind of weird free DAW, like digital audio workstation.
Oh, yes,
like
that's right.
People who don't make electronic music. And he was like, look, we'll get you Ableton and I'll show you how to cut breaks. And I was like, finally, I can make this stuff. And it's like, yeah, so it's something that I work on a lot, but I don't necessarily put out a lot of music like that. So I was really pleased to have at least one track on the album that was like in that style that I was really happy with.
We'll be right back.
The next track I'm talking about is Sad and Lonely featuring Ginny. This is probably the oldest track on the album. It's been through a bunch of different versions. If you have seen me play live, like in the maybe in a year or two ago, you would have heard a completely different version of this. And I never was quite happy with it until Ginny put her vocal on, and then suddenly I was like, oh no, I understand what this is. And so I like changed out a few other things, and then suddenly I was like, oh. I make a few different kinds of music under a few different names, and I find making tracks is a really different experience to writing songs. Like, you don't sit down and play out the chord progression on a guitar and like sing the melody or whatever. I mean, that sounds kind of obvious, but it's like, that's how you usually start a song. You have like a chord progression and a melody, but like with electronic tracks, like you add things in and you take things out, and they can go in totally different directions that you never expected. So it's really kind of exciting. Primavera is like a more recent one. So basically, WOW was originally going to be an EP. And then just before lockdown happened, my computer broke and it was unable to be fixed because of lockdown. Computer repair places are not an essential service, apparently. But basically, I couldn't put out the album because all of my final mixes were on my computer and not backed up. So I got out an old laptop and I kind of made a couple more tunes and finished some ones that needed a little bit of work. And so by the time my laptop with all the mixes came back, I had enough tracks for it to be like a full album. And so I really like how this track turned out. I feel like it captures a little bit of the vibe of being kind of It's like an escapist fantasy for when you're locked in a basement for 4 weeks or whatever. This track features a lot of like more real instruments, like a real synthesizer, which I feel like gives it a kind of a more like organic kind of a weird like nostalgic-y like 70s tourism commercial energy. The next track is Hot Bitch Dot Zip featuring Baby Zionov and Baby Girl. This is like a collaboration with two of my favorite musicians. I was going to say in Auckland, but just like around generally, you know. Alia Baby Zionov and Shay Baby Girl. And the track basically started because we started recording it just after Baby Zionov had put out Truth. Or Extract from Truth, which is the first track that she like sings, does vocals on. And I was like, I need you to do vocals on one of my tracks. And she was like, well, what do you want me to write about? Because the lyrics for Truth had been like, the lyrics are taken from a different song. Like it's 50% a cover. And so I was like, I suggested something really dumb. I can't even remember what it was. And she was like, okay, I can work with this. And the eventual lyrics for it are all lines from our chat log, taken out of context. Like the line, like, what would you think if you saw it in a shop, is me sending her the Wow album cover and being like, is this good? Like, do you like this? What would you think if you saw it in a shop? Yeah.
That's some great lyric inspiration.
It worked out really well. She managed to make it kind of really dirty, like really grubby. And then I So like Baby Girl has like a couple of singles out, but if you've seen them play live, you know that they have loads of tracks and all of their tracks are really, really good. And you can't, you know, force someone to release tracks, but you can ask them to do a feature on your track. And I was like, I need the world to know about Baby Girl. Like, Shay is so talented and so good that I was just like, please, please do a feature. And honestly, it's so good to have them on the track because they're just like one of the best hook writers around. Like it really kind of makes the song.
What's it like to suck? What's it like to be a bitch? Just let the record show. Just let the record show. Bitch, I'm on the move. Bitch, I'm on the move. Just let the record show. Bitch, I'm on the move. Bitch, I'm on the move. Bitch, I'm on the move. How would you describe me?
Girls got my back. Hot bitch shotgun ride around with no talk. Hot bitch shotgun ride. Hot bitch shotgun. Hot bitch shotgun ride around, 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 ride. Hot bitch shotgun ride, 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 ride.
Just let the record show.
Hot, 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 bitch, 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 bitch. Hot, 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 bitch. No talk. Shotgun ride. I, hot, hot, bitch. On the move, bitch. Bitch, bitch. Shotgun ride. Move, nothing left for me to do. Auckland's killing my mood. Just wanna be with my boo.
What's it like to suck?
On the move, nothing left for me to do. Auckland's killing my mood. Just wanna be with my boo.
What's it like to be a bitch?
Why the fuck would I even try to act?
Just let the record
I'm
chill.
A bad bitch, I need a big bag.
Bitch,
spend it all cause I can get it back.
Bitch,
when I'm down, no, my girl's got my back. Why the fuck would I even try to act?
The next one is the F in FM stands. Oh, it's so dumb. The F in FM stands for flute. So a lot of the track titles on the album are kind of dumb jokes. A lot of them are about... this one and Operator Please are both dumb jokes about FM synthesis, which is like a kind of synthesis.
Very niche.
It's extremely niche, but it's like essentially the joke is that FM synthesis is a kind of synthesis and it makes really good flute sounds. This is kind of one of the most like pared down songs on like tracks on the album. This one and Dancing are both maybe only like 10 to 14 tracks, and the rest of them are like 40. And it was really kind of, and they're also like the shortest tracks, and I was trying to be like very disciplined about it, and I'm quite pleased with how they turned out. It was, so I made this track while I was doing a remix for Heat Rockers of a Frey Mysterio tune. So I got sent the stems for the Frey Mysterio tune, and I'm like, oh, this track sounds massive, but there's only like this many elements to it. This is like the total opposite of how I produce, where like every sound is kind of very small, but together they all kind of add up. And I'm like, maybe I need to learn how to do this. So it's kind of an experiment in kind of big minimalism.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.